It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char-broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys.
Welcome to the Grillin' Guys. It's the weekend, and it's the smokiest show on the radio. Jop's gone again. He's turning into a bum. And I'm being joined by our very famous now sponsor, Tim Sobey from Sobey Meats.
How you doing today, Bob? Thanks for letting me be here.
Hey, it's always fun when you're here because, number one, you bring meat.
Oh, absolutely. No tofu sticks this time.
Oh, there's a volley going over towards Jop's head.
Yeah.
He's famous for tofu. And Tim brought some of his most excellent hot sticks, and I love these things. I don't normally buy them because when I bring them home, like my wife won't eat hot. And when you come in here, Jop doesn't like hot either. So since he was gone, I said, if you're going to bring anything, bring hot sticks.
It's Bob Treat Day today.
It is. It's like my birthday. Hey, so anyway, welcome to the Grilling Guys. Check us out on thegrillingguys.com. You can get recipes. You can get links to all of our sponsors, such as Sobey Meats. If you need some gifts, you've got Thermapen, you've got Garrett's Appliance, you got all kinds of places that sell great grilling things. And yeah, just do that. So we're going to talk about the state of beef.
The state of beef is a great state to be part of.
I'm eating one of these hot sticks, so pardon me if I'm sounding like a pig here. Sound like a cow instead. So tell us what's going on in the beef market.
Well, it's going the wrong direction price-wise. It's all taken off. Actually, all meats are. So that's unfortunate.
Why is that?
It's a host of things, and yeah, we can throw everything under the bus with the COVID, but truly that gets to the whole crux of it. And I don't know if you ever heard of a little shop called Tyson Foods. You ever hear of them?
Oh, yeah.
So last week, they made it mandatory that all of their employees had to get the vaccine.
Oh,
and only one plant of all the plants they have between beef, pork, and chicken, 235 people walked out and said, uh-uh, we ain't doing it.
Good for them.
So there again, there's a people shortage, right?
We'll buy some different chicken.
Yeah, well, but that's affecting all the way down a pipeline. So now Tyson isn't producing enough, puts pressure on the other one. So it's all that, just that leveling out of everything. And manpower is just a huge part of the whole thing, right?
You know, I'm in the airline business. I sell commercial airplanes, pre-owned Airbus and Boeing equipment, landing gear, whole planes. And so I'm close to a lot of the carriers. Delta, United, American are the big ones. So Delta, American, and Southwest just came out 2 days ago and said, we're no longer going to require our employees to get the jab because so many of them are saying, hey, I'll quit. And they're like, holy cow, we won't have a company.
Yeah.
You can't force people to make a medical decision. I am getting ready to go to my hometown of Reed City, Michigan next weekend. They have a big celebration up there. It's where US 10 and 131 cross in Michigan. So they call it the Crossroads. And then they have a festival every year called the Crossroads Festival.
Nice.
And I like to go up every year and do that because they turn the whole downtown into a party. There's a great little microbrewery. We've had him on here, Reed City Brewing. The kid, Kevin Murphy, he builds a beautiful beer, a bunch of them. He's done so well. I'm so proud of him. And then there's a couple of nicer restaurants or bar restaurants downtown. And they'll have the street closed off. And, you know, I get to run into old classmates that I don't see once every couple of years or 10 years. And so I'm looking forward to that. And I talked my wife into going this year, which she normally doesn't. And I don't think there's a hotel in town. So we have this cool little park in town that we used to call the Tourist Park. It's on the north end of town. And it's just beautiful. There's probably 30 campsites. So I called the lady up at like 10:30 at night, and she answered. And she remembered my last name, and she says, yeah, I'll get you a spot. I'll give you, you know, lot number, whatever. And so we're going to bring our new pop-up Coleman tent.
Nice.
And air mattress. We got this big, beautiful, deluxe king-size mattress. And we're going to be able to walk back to the park.
How beautiful is that? God bless America.
Because the cops all there, well, they're all different cops now, but the other ones all knew me. So
yeah.
Back then, they just scolded you and sent you home. But we don't take those chances now. So that's going to be a lot of fun.
Bring some extra meat sticks for the cops to escort
hey,
you to your tent.
Hey, that's a great idea.
You know, they're going to need something great to nibble
idea.
On.
How about a nice hot meat stick?
Yeah.
And, you know, bow season's coming up.
Yep.
You've been working on your blinds?
I got a couple trees to clean out before we get the new ones up. But, man, we had a different buck come in just the other night. Holy crap balls, is he gorgeous. We've never seen him before. Even other years, the look of his rack, it almost looks, the closest I would say is like a really nice muley. If you have like a 4x4,
wow.
But he's got brow tines. So really wide and high with doubles. Oh, man, is he pretty.
Big beefy six.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
You have it on trail cam?
Actually, on video. So, yes. I'll have to send you a clip of that.
I love it. The camera sent it right to your phone now.
Yeah.
I'll be at work and I'll get a little bloop. I got to stop and look.
Another trespasser.
Holy cow, 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Get out of that food
and
plot.
And the velvet's on them right now, so they look really good. So I'll be heading up to Whipple Lake here in a couple weeks with the chainsaws, you know, clean some trees up. Got a lot of wind damage. I'm going to clear out a spot for a new camp. I bought a 16 by 20 expedition tent.
Nice.
But it didn't have a roof jack.
Oh, okay.
So I ordered a roof jack online, and I'm going to set that baby up next week in my backyard and cut a hole in it. And the manufacturer told me just to use shoe goo.
Really?
To put it on.
Okay.
So it's canvas tent.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to try and find a way to waterproof it,
you
know, a little Scotch guard.
Uh-huh.
And I'm excited.
Sure.
I love camping. We used to camp in Army tents when I used to, back, you know, 30 years ago, when we'd go up around Alpena and Atlanta, Michigan. And just looking forward to it. Deer season gets me jacked every year.
It does, too.
But, hey, listen, we're the Grilling Guys. We're going to be right back, and we'll see you in a minute.
Hey, this is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You've got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them the Grilling Guys sent you.
Hey guys, Schmoes now has two locations, 2600 Patterson here in Grand Rapids and 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey now. So when you're up north, you can grab some Schmoes as well. Remember, you can get all your favorites, Bone Crusher, Hop Knocker, Treasure Chest, Amber Teas, Michigan Hands Pale Ale, and India Pale Ale, or one of our great root beers. Once again, that's Grand Rapids and Petoskey, engineering better Michigan beer.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.
Hey, it's Barbecue Bob. My wife and I recently built a new addition to our home and remade the kitchen. We went to Garrett's and picked out all of our products so that everything would fit in his space well. The selection was from best price to best quality, and the service was great. The delivery team was courteous and careful. Go to Garrett's Appliance, and while you're there, check out the huge selection of top brands of grills and smokers from North America. Garrett's Appliance, where families serve families. Garrett'sAppliance.com.